America.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the July 27th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off in South Africa, where the Premier Soccer League is scheduled to resume on August 1st. Lunga Kapiso is a Johannesburg-based football analyst. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Lunga says the August date was set because of special COVID-19 protocols for referees.
According to FIFA COVID-19 regulations, referees must go under COVID-19 tests or must undergo COVID-19 tests and have mandatory fitness checks for at least 2 weeks. So that is a 14-day period before they are to be declared ready to go back onto the soccer field. And due to these health and safety measures as introduced by FIFA, SAFA then could only get these referees ready for the 1st of August instead of the 18th. Then the second issue that seems to be at play here is that FIFA's COVID-19 regulations also state that referees are required to change kits at halftime of each match that they officiated. Now, in South Africa, the referees at the beginning of this season were offered kit with a title sponsor specifically addressing referees. And this is a deal that was done by the South African Football Association with an insurance company here in South Africa. But then the Premier Soccer League office stepped in and said, well, we feel as though this is sort of towing the line with our title sponsors here as the Premier Soccer League, and you did not consult us about this deal, even though you are the mother body of the sport in the country. And that deal by SAFA and the insurance company has since then ceased. Now, you've got referees who have had to resort to using last season's kit, which some only have kit that is branded in Adidas, others have kit that is branded in Nike, and they don't have any new kit. So how do they go about changing kit at halftime if they only using the one kit that was issued 2 seasons ago now? That is the biggest challenge. Now, SAFA's CEO has come out and said, this is not a problem, we will sort it out, because with every challenge, you find solutions sorted out. Whether it actually happens or not, it remains to be seen. What I suspect will happen is if they cannot afford to go and get new kit for the referees will end up using kit from the previous seasons. So those have been the two issues really that have been argued between the referees and the South African Football Association as well as the Premier Soccer League. But as it stands, it's all systems go from a referee's fitness and COVID-19 regulatory tests as mandated by FIFA is concerned.
What was the cause of the rift or misunderstanding between the referees and league officials?
So according to SAFA, really the biggest rift here is that the referees needed some time to regain their match preparedness and get ready in terms of fitness. And if you think about it, really, this is as stale as the cake can get before you serve it to the people. It just does not make sense. One would assume, as professional players have been doing whilst we are locked down throughout the world, is that you keep your fitness. I mean, I myself as a non-sport playing individual at this stage, I still exercise at home. I've still found a way to keep fit and maintain my fitness levels. Now, you'd assume that a professional referee, as a professional football player, they would ensure that they stay fit, because all they want to do is to step onto the field and blow the whistle and be involved in a live match. Why would they have down tools? So how is it that the players are ready to step onto the field, but the referees have a significant job to do before their match fit? Now, a former referee here in Southern Africa, Ace Ngobo, has come out guns blazing, and he said, you know what, from a person who mentors a significant number of referees, let me place this on record. Referees never stopped training, never stopped social distancing to the point of self-isolation. Testing them for fitness requires 1 day. Testing for COVID-19 requires 48 hours. The referees are ready, he wrote via his Twitter.
In the new arrangement, the league is scheduled to resume on August 1st. When do you think it will be concluded?
So the chairman of the Premier Soccer League, Dr. Ivan Khoza of Orlando Pirates, as he is affectionately known throughout the world, has said that the PSL believe they need 6 weeks to finish the current 2019-2020 season and had set a deadline of the end of August to do so. But since the league will only resume on the 1st of August, that would mean that six-week period then goes over into September. So they've written to FIFA to seek permission, and FIFA have given them permission that the season can be extended beyond the 31st of August, the deadline that had previously been set by the chairman. Now, whether they would be able to finish this entire season in that 6 weeks, of course, according to pen and paper, it's possible. But what will happen in between, as we have seen, the league was supposed to restart on the 18th of July, and it didn't for whatever reasons as set out. Whether they will be able to finish the season in that time remains to be seen, and only time will tell.
That's African football analyst Lunga Kapiso. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Spotty greetings. I am Lunga Kapiso, an African football analyst. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thank you.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Prince Nesta joins us once again for a look at the weekend European club football highlights. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sunny. Goals from Belgian forward of Kenyan descent Divo Origi, Senegalese speedster Sadio Mane, and Virgil van Dijk ensured champions Liverpool finished on the second highest points total in top flight history as they came from behind to beat Newcastle 3-1 on the final day of the season. Klopp says Reds accumulated 99 points, one fewer than Manchester City managed 2 years ago, and one more than they managed in the 1978-1979 season. Two goals from Gabon striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang condemned Watford to a 3-2 defeat at the Emirates Stadium, and demotion to the Championship. Arsenal had their lowest Premier League finish since the 1994-1995 season, when they finished 12th. While Watford have now been relegated from the Premier League for a third time, with the Hornets also suffering the drop in the 1999-2000 season and 2006 and 2007 season. Manchester City wrapped up its Premier League campaign with an emphatic 5-0 home victory over already relegated Norwich City, with Kevin De Bruyne scoring two stunners, while Gabriel Jesus, Raheem Sterling and Algerian playmaker Riyad Mahrez calling a goal each in the one-sided clash. David Silva also said farewell in his final Premier League game for Manchester City after 10 amazing years. Chelsea secured their place in the UEFA Champions League in convincing fashion as Mason Mount and Olivier Giroud sealed a 2-0 win over Wolves on the final day of the Premier League season, while Manchester United also secured a place in the Champions League at the expense of Leicester City with a 2-0 victory at the King Power Stadium. Leicester striker Jamie Vardy topped a remarkable personal campaign by winning the 2019-2020 Premier League Golden Boot Award after scoring 23 goals for the Foxes this season. The 33-year-old beat Southampton's Danny Ings, Arsenal's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Liverpool's Egyptian midfielder Mo Salah, and Manchester City's Raheem Sterling to the top scorer award. However, There was disappointment for Brendan Rodgers and his Foxes side on the final day of the season as they missed out on Champions League qualification following a 2-0 loss to Manchester United. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Crystal Palace boss Roy Hodgson has admitted that Ivory Coast international striker Wilfred Zaha may be sold this summer. The 27-year-old forward has been repeatedly linked to a move away from Selhurst Park over the past few years, with both Everton and Arsenal reportedly interested in signing him last summer. Zaha came through Palace's academy, left to join Manchester United in 2013, before returning to Selhurst Park in 2014, initially on loan. Known for his trickery and close control, Zaha scored 10 league goals in the 2018-2019 season, but managed just 4 this term, his lowest tally since the 2015-2016 campaign. Juventus finally secured their 9th successive league title thanks to a 2-0 win over Sampdoria in Turin. 5-time Ballon d'Or winner Cristiano Ronaldo scored a beauty off a well-worked free kick for his 31st goal of the season, before Federico Bernardeschi sealed the win in the second half. Ronaldo also missed a penalty kick in the second half and is now 3 goals behind Ciro Immobile in the race for the Serie A Golden Boot, with 2 games to go in Italy's top flight. The Bianconeri have come out on top in a season that saw the league suspended for 3 months due to the coronavirus pandemic and saw the country go into lockdown on March 10th. Juve could still win the Champions League this season as they look to overturn a 1-0 round of 16 first leg deficit against French side Lyon. 2 goals by Belgian forward of Congolese descent Romelu Lukaku and 1 by Alexis Sanchez helped Inter Milan to beat relegation-threatened Genoa on Saturday. Inter, who have 2 games left, moved above Atalanta into second place with 76 points, 1 point above Lazio, who came from behind to thump Verona 5-1 away on Sunday. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nesta in Eugene, Oregon.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Mijo-Sredovic, coach of Zambia national football team Chipolo Polo and former national coach of Uganda Cranes. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach. Samson Omale joins us now with sports news from Uganda, South Africa, and Guinea-Bissau.
World football governing body FIFA has handed a 10-year ban to Guinea-Bissau Football Association President Manuel Nascimento over an incident of mob justice. Nascimento, who was set to defend his seat on Saturday in an election, was also hit with a $108,000 fine by judges at FIFA's Independent Ethics Committee. And now to Uganda, where Ugandan boxers are looking ahead to the lifting of the COVID-19 lockdown on sport activities to begin preparations for their participation in the inaugural AIBA Global Boxing Cup, due to take place between November and December 2020 in Russia. One of the boxers expressed concern over the impact of COVID-19 on their training ahead of the Global Boxing Cup.
We wouldn't want to be the only country that misses in this Global Cup, because it's going to be the first of its kind, and God knows we'll become the world's champion, because boxing has always been doing wonders for the country.
Meanwhile, president of the local Ugandan basketball governing body, FUBA, Nasri Serengoji, says the decision to cancel all its 2020 basketball activities except for the AfroBasket qualifiers was the last and best option. FUBA took the decision after President Yoweri Museveni failed to give any indication as to when sports will come out of lockdown in his latest COVID-19 update.
Even if they were to open up, they are not going to open up at once. They are going to do it in a phased manner, that they would start with the low-risk sports like golf, tennis, table tennis, lawn tennis. Then they'll give it some time to monitor and see the effects. And then after that, they move on to the medium risk. After that, they move on to the high risk.
In cricket news, three members of South Africa Women's Cricket Squad have tested positive for COVID-19 right before their training camp for a proposed England tour. The training camp is scheduled to start from the 27th of July in the Rainbow Nation. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscast. Every hour, on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Lori. That's my VOA colleague, Lori London. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. More African boxing news. Ghana's former WBO super bantamweight champion Isaac Dogbe is on the comeback trail after stopping American Chris Avalos in the eighth round last week in a non-title bout in Las Vegas, Nevada. For reaction, Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori in Accra spoke with Isaac Dogbe's former trainer, his father, Paul Dogbe.
Glory be to the Almighty God, and then all the people involved in Isaac's career, especially the coaches that has taken him on now, Barry Hunter and then Patrice Harris. I mean, top rank, he's done a hell of a job. You know, I thank Bob Aaron once again, and all the top rank fans and ESPN, you know, great show, you know, for keeping boxing alive, you know, in this time of the coronavirus.
The main fight was last week. And then how do you see, when you do a analysis, how do you see the whole fight?
After, I'll say, a whole year layoff, you know, you might, you know, definitely get ring rust, you know, from anyone, even Tyson, you know. So that kid done a hell of a job. He executed the fight properly. Like I said, I said to him in the beginning that, you know, this is no fight. You know, it's just an eight rounder. But he has to win convincingly, you know, because the whole world is watching, wants his comeback. And I think it was good. I mean, it was good.
Yeah, this is the first time, I believe, you are not with him on the ringside. How do you see, how is the feeling like? You know, you are not at the ringside. Spiritually, you are with him. But how did you feel far away, distant, thousands of kilometers?
You know, I say God knows best. You know, things happen for a reason. You know, when you put a kid in a pedestal and then he has to also take off from where you left off, you know. So, hey, you know, everybody has his own mind. You know, the person can be your blood, but they have their own mind and their own aims and objective. You know, you being a parent, you just have to guide them to a certain point and then they have to think. So their failure and their altitude, you know, depends on their attitude. So, hey.
Yeah, the global pandemic, which is the coronavirus, has a lot of impact on everything. Everybody is affected. How has it affected you and the team, Dogbe?
Like I said, you know, man proposes and God disposes. So, you know, we were looking for a great, you know, family reunion, and then boom, Corona came. But for some reason, we knew before it came.
Yeah.
Because I remember telling the Ghana Times Corporation that the great Wovonu, the prophet of the Lord, in 1950, predicted that a virus will come to the surface of the earth. 36 viruses will hit the surface of the earth from 2020 to 2027 when they went into his archive. And so it was told to us. And then God, you know, in that same visitation, it was written that we have to take Penianthus zancheri Clasinia anista. You know, so I think it's a great blow to the human race. You know, the whole world stood still. You know, I think it's, I mean, but hey, as men that we are, we have to overcome. You know, pray to God, you know, to overcome.
Yeah, now it seems you moved, come from Accra, London, to United States. When the ban is lifted, I mean, the traveling ban is lifted, is he coming back to Ghana or London, Britain?
I would say that depends on him now, you know, because I have handed him over fully. I mean, Ghana is his motherland. You know, the England is where he started from. Boxing, you know, he's based in the US. I mean, the kid is blessed. You know, every kid would want to be in his shoes, especially being, you know, signed by top rank. You know, I mean, who wouldn't want that, you know? So he's blessed, you know. Daddy has done a hell of a job, you know, by making this happen. You know, it's not an easy thing. You know, today, you know, he's enjoying, you know, and, you know, we have to, you know, make sure we also know where, you know, we went wrong, you know, when it comes to our finances, and make sure it doesn't happen again, you know. So I think he's blessed.
You are in link with the team in the USA. Now, what's the way forward after discussing matters with them about the boy's career?
Like I said, I have left Isaac for his own device. Now he's taking decisions on his own. Because the discussion he had with me, Daddy, now I want to take my career, you know, in my own hands. And I said, why not? So may the wind do good to you. May the land you're living on do good to you. May God do good to you, you know. So, and I told him he has my full blessings and, you know, he has to carry, you know, on from where, you know, I left off. And it was a great send-off, you know, so he's blessed.
Yeah, so let me put it this way. Not an old man sitting down home giving advices to him, and then just if he likes, he takes it. But I think he's going to take your advice.
Yeah, like I said, you know, attitude determines altitude. Right. So, hey, you know, God knows best. Okay. Yeah.
All right, what message do you have for his fans?
All I say, you know, he's a great kid, you know, a wonderful kid, you know. He's the one again that Ghana is laughing, you know, Ghana is still in joy. After all this 1 year layoff, everybody wanted him to come back. You know, we don't know what football is doing. Boxing is up, Neho, Neho. So we thank all the fans in Ghana, especially we thank the president of Ghana, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, for sponsoring this training camp.
That's Paul Dogbe, the father of Ghana's former World Boxing Organization super bantamweight champion, Isaac Dogbe. And he spoke with Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori in Accra, Ghana. Now let's go to the U.S. state of Minnesota, where American golfer Michael Thompson lifted the trophy at the 3M Open Tournament. The AP's Josh Roundtree reports.
Michael Thompson birdied two of the last three holes Sunday for a 4-under 67 and a two-stroke victory at the 3M Open, finishing with a 19-under at the TPC Twin Cities event. Thompson's win is his second on tour and first in 7 years.
It just means the world to me because it solidifies in my mind that I'm one of the best golfers in the world and that I can compete every single week out here.
Adam Long took second. Richie Wierenski, who shared the lead with Thompson entering the weekend, settled for a 9-way tie for third. Tony Finau finished with that third place group. He was the only golfer of the five world top 30 ranked players participating to reach the weekend. I'm Josh Roundtree.
Thanks, Josh. Finally, the Women's National Basketball Association, or WNBA, tipped off a COVID-19 shortened season over the weekend in Florida. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Mwadi Mabika, a two-time WNBA All-Star who is now retired. Mabika was born July 27, 1976, in Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Happy birthday, Mwadi! And that wraps up the July 27th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC right after.